Can you hear this train a coming? She's chugging right along. I'll tell you where she's going, I'll tell you where she's been. Oh, she's going to the Lions, Galahad, Forsberg, Heisler, Roseland, and Kelsey. Oh, get on board that train tomorrow and help us keep his legacy.
Hello and welcome to what should be another entertaining and very informative episode of the Flagstaff County Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Castagna, Communications Coordinator for Flagstaff County. Today I'm joined by the one and only Ken Eschpeter. Welcome, Ken.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ken, a director with the Friends of the Battle River Railway Society, is here to tell us all about the little railway that could.
All aboard!
You're listening to the official podcast of Flagstaff County. So Ken, first off, it's an honor to have the man with arguably the best voice in the Flagstaff region as a guest on the Flagstaff County podcast.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first off, how did it all start? Take me back to the very beginning.
Well, the beginning is quite a while ago, actually. It was 2002, if you can imagine. Good old CN suggested that they were no longer going to provide service to our little short line from Alliance to Camrose. And one of our community members in Heisler saw this little notice in the Gazette, and he reacted to it, and he got a hold of a few of us, and we decided we didn't like that idea very much. So we got together to see if there was something that we could do to stall CN's abandonment of our line. And we ended up ordering up a bunch of producer cars back in the day when the Canadian Wheat Board was still operational. Producers and farmers could order producer cars and put them together in whatever size they want. And we started ordering up 100, so 100 cars would be on order, and technically CN was required to move those cars. So we did that for... we did that until 2009, from 2002 to 2009, and we experienced the worst railway service in the history of railroading, because, of course, CN wasn't really looking forward to the continuation of that line. And then in 2009, they said to us they would no longer provide service. We didn't fight it a bunch. I think we could have. And so instead, we decided to attempt to buy the line. So we formed a co-op, and we called it the Battle River Railway Cooperative. And we recruited a few more people because we already had a bit of a board of directors for our producer car orientated service. Yeah. And we doubled the size of that. And we went out onto the landscape in the greater Battle River area. And we, on behalf of our co-op, we sold $3.5 million worth of shares.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And with that $3.5 million, we put it together with another million, which we needed to buy some equipment because we needed to buy a couple of engines and a few other things. And so it's been kind of a go from June of 2010, we took ownership of what had been the Alliance subdivision from Alliance to Camrose. Now, once we had the train operational, within a couple of years, a few of us were sitting around one day and we thought, well, jeepers, we've got a train. Maybe we could turn it into a little bit of a passenger service as well as moving grain. So we canvassed the community again a little bit to see if there might be people who would be supportive. And lo and behold, there were. So we formed a not-for-profit society. That's what the Friends of the Battle River Railway is. And we got registered with the Alberta government, and we began attempting to create a passenger excursion service in the beautiful Battle River catchment area. Well, we had no facilities and no money, no nothing, really. So we had to try to remedy that situation. So we went out and we started having some socials in the Galahad the Galahad Community Hall for about 3 years, and we raised some monies doing that. And then we started a Platinum Club sponsorship or membership club, and we sold $85,000 worth of memberships in that. Cool. And so with those dollars that we raised through those two opportunities, we put enough money together to go and buy a passenger car, which was a former CN passenger car, 1952. And we went into Kamloops, BC. They've got a Heritage Railway Society in Kamloops, and we bought it from them. CN pulled it out, if you can imagine, to Camrose, Alberta. And that was basically the start of things going on. I remember very well the first time that we used it as it was approaching winter. We went, the Heisler Sausage Supper has been going on for about 65 years, right? And it's notorious, or well known, I should say, throughout the communities. And we wanted to have an opportunity to take people from Forsberg to the Heisler Sausage Supper. Well, it was kind of cool that day, and we had no heat in our car yet, eh? Yeah. So we had to make some sort of makeshift heat. And I thought the day went extremely well, but I've heard the odd commentary from the odd other person that was on there said, oh yeah, I remember that. It was a bit cool that day. That was before we had heat or anything. We had no PA system, no heat, no air conditioning, just the car. And it's a gorgeous car. But if you can't control the environment, it's a little bit disadvantageous, because it's a sealed car. So you've got to provide the heating and the cooling, because you can't open windows to try to modify the climate inside the car.
Yeah. Wow. So, and that was about 2014 when you got the excursions going?
Yeah, 2013. The car landed in Camrose, and then they pulled it out to our line. I think it was the fall of 13 was that time when we had the cool one, the first one that we ran to Heisler. Okay. And then after that winter, we started with more gusto organizing a schedule of events that we could take people to. And technically our idea was to not necessarily put on a bunch of parties and functions and socials, but rather to bring people to the ones that were already being offered in the different communities along our line. Because they already had them. They would like a little bit of extra attendance. And it was great for us because it was an event that we could go to. So we just had to worry about having the train in shape and having everyone get on board and taking our people to those different functions.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about how the excursions have built up over the years?
Yes. Well, these things all take a little bit of time, and we had to resolve some of the issues that were facing us. And one of them was that, first of all, we needed to get a heat on the car. That could be a long story, but let me shorten it by saying that eventually we were able to get a caboose. No, not sorry. Well, we do have a caboose. Yes, we do. Yep. The Kelsey Theater Society had a caboose that they were going to use as a bar car, but they never ever did. So they donated it to us. So we put it onto our consist. But the other car that I was going to mention that we acquired was from Bicycker. The Bicycker Heritage Railway Society had an old boxcar, and it was in good shape, but it was just sitting there doing very little. And we convinced them to sell it to us, and we turned it into a very workable a power car. We've got a big 175 kilowatt generator genset in there, and it can power our heating and our air conditioning, our PA, you name it. We've got all kinds of power, and then some. We could expand our passenger level if we found the right car. After we got the passenger car heated, and we had the caboose, and then we had the power car, the genset car. Then we had a gentleman who worked for the Battle River Railway, and he was a former CN fellow, and he had quite a few connections, and he found an open-air gondola car that was no longer in use. It was going to be, junked, I guess. It was still in decent enough shape, but for their uses, which was to haul metal around, they didn't want to do that anymore. So this gentleman bought it, and he donated it to the Friends of the Battle River Railway, and that's the one that you see on some of our brochures that we've turned into our open-air gondola car. And so, but when that happened, then we had what we considered to be a reasonable consist. And so we were able to attract people to come to various events that we put on. We were averaging about one per month, and they were going extremely well. And then all of a sudden, good old COVID hit. And that had a tremendously negative impact on our revenue-generating capabilities. Mm-hmm. But we did survive, and now we're going again, and we have seen a bit of an uptake. Like the first part of the period when we were trying to revive ourselves, the uptake was kind of slow. It takes a while to get the word out, but we're seeing pretty reasonable-sized passenger interest in our various runs now.
But well, that's good.
And we've appealed to the community again to see if there are folk along our line that would maybe help us. We have a sponsorship club whereby each spring we canvass the communities along the Battle River area or along the Battle River Railway to see if they might help us with some finances. And the folk have been just incredibly responsive. And
so that's been going good so far.
It has. And without that, I'm not just sure what we would have done, actually.
Yeah.
We might have had to sell assets.
So lots of growing pains then with the pandemic, but you seem to be well over that hump.
Well, it's looking more positive, but I wouldn't want to use the term well over that hump. It's going to be quite a struggle for a while, because one of the things we'd really like to do is get our ridership to the point where we actually could use two cars. If we could use two cars, we could actually start generating some significant revenue, and then that'll allow us to do other kind of capital-orientated things. Right now, if we want to, like, for example, we're trying to plan to build a kind of a storefront and boarding, deboarding facility in Heisler, because we like to stop in Heisler. They've got that gorgeous hotel, mm-hmm. and often on our runs, we'll stop there for dinner or supper, depending on where we are in the terms of the day. And it would be very nice to have a really nice and readily recognizable kind of a storefront close to the train, and then have a nice deck, and then have a really well-marked kind of a walkway, because one of the issues at Heisler is we have to come across the highway, so we always have to be really careful with our passengers. Now, the traffic through Heisler is usually pretty slow, yeah. So we've never, ever had any issues, but we certainly want to maintain our safety.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've come a long way in the last decade. I just wanted to mention, too, that there are a couple upcoming excursions set for next month. You have a day on the train on August 12th and Explore Farm to Fork on August 19th. Can you tell us a little bit about each of those excursions?
Sure, I can. The Saturday, August the 12th, the day on the train, is basically what it says. We get on in Forestburg at the train station, which, by the way, is gorgeous. And we'll board the train and ride to Heisler, and then we're going to go to the detention brewery also in Roseland. It's all part of the same trip. And we have a few more spaces available, so if people want to get on, you certainly can. It's been good weather most of this summer, so you can ride on the open-air gondola car, and our air conditioning will be working really well, and I think you'll really, really like it. Heisler boasts of having the largest baseball glove, it says on our brochure, in Heisler, but no, it's actually Canada's largest baseball glove, and it's kind of neat. And the detention brewery, if for those of you who don't know what it is, it's the old Roseland school that a family from Roseland purchased and started making beer, and they called it the detention brewery. It's the cutest thing. You have to be in there. You can read about old rules that teachers used to have to follow when they were delivering their various courses and programs. And then they've got all of their beers named after detentionable behavior. That's where that term came from. It's actually quite cute.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned it's usually been pretty good weather lately. Today, we're getting a pretty good rainstorm. But I just wanted to kind of look ahead to the future now, Ken. What are the plans for the future of the Battle River Railway and Battle River Train Excursions?
Well, the future looks bright for the Battle River Railway. We still move a significant amount of grain, and we interchange with CN in Camrose, and they pull our grain out to the coast. But also we've been able to develop and increase a service that we offer, which is to store cars. And that's why on the Battle River Railway line, you'll see lots of cars in storage, predominantly petroleum cars. And they've been a good revenue source for us. As far as the things that we're planning to do with the passenger aspect of it, we have some capital. I mentioned about the Heisler capital project. We've got a few other ones. We'd like to perhaps in the future, going forward, build a bit of a depot close to Highway 56. CN won't, well, we can't afford. They would let us go into the yard, but it's a ridiculous amount of money that we would have to pay for insurance to go into their yard in Camrose. So as a result, we would think about building a kind of a storefront and loading and deboarding facility just by Highway 56. So if people want to come on our train, they might decide they want to visit other sites in Camrose and kind of make a weekend of it or something. Yeah. We think that has a lot of possibilities, but it requires more monies than we have right now to be able to pursue that. But we're hopeful that we'll eventually get there.
Yeah. So when you started this and you had kind of a vision, and now that we're here today, you know, looking back, did that have you fulfilled that vision?
Well, I think we have more or less been able to get to a large percentage of what our vision was. But you know how these things go. You get involved and then somebody has another idea. And then so you say, well, let's attempt to do that. And then over the years, you decide, well, maybe we'll expand it. Well, hopefully that's what happens anyway. You know, if we'd had much more COVID, it's hard to say what would have happened. But I think that the opportunities are there to expand and look forward. I've been in touch with the little train people at the Fort Edmonton Park.
Oh, okay.
I keep thinking that people who ride a train at Fort Edmonton Park might want to ride a slightly longer train. So maybe we can attract them to come to Camrose if we ever get this little facility created by Highway 56, and they can take a real ride on a real train.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's just opportunities. I guess you're well known in this area. I guess it's just a matter of getting the name out to the rest of the region and the province.
Yeah, it is. Tourism is, in most instances, all about publicity and making people aware. Yeah. We go to Jaywalkers Jamboree to advertise their services. We go up to the fair at Vermilion, which is a fantastic place to go. It's got people from all over Alberta that go to the Vermilion Fair, and we meet all kinds of people, and we get a really good response from that general area.
Yeah.
But it's going to take, it'll take longer yet, you know, for
it
to become a household word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're getting there a little bit at a time, right?
So. I think so. Yes, we are.
All right. Is there anything else I'm forgetting to ask you or anything else you want to add about Battle River Rail? Now's your opportunity.
Well, just to mention that you can look us up on the web page. We have a website.
Oh, yeah.
And Facebook. Our coordinator puts plenty of information on Facebook. So you can read all about the Friends of the Battle River Railway by doing that. We put ads in newspapers and various things. We try to keep our name in the vision level of most potential tourists.
Yeah. And I should give that address out. It's battlerivertrain.com. Battlerivertrain.com. And that's the website.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate all your time, and take care of yourself.
You're very welcome. And I certainly will take care of myself.
All the best.
Thank you. We'll be right back.